Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Serta and Ketch just asked two of the stupidest questions.
Yeah, well. What he said.
Well, first.
Keep working on those bars, Ketch.
First, Serta with three computers in front of him screams to us, "Hey! Cheez-It! Is Cheez-It and Pringles made by the same people?" Like everyone has that answer at the ready. And then Ketch came, "Hey, did you guys know that I was going to change the words to the song number one yesterday?" And Vern just looks at Ketch and says, "How the hell are we supposed to know that?"
Honestly, how would we know that? How would we get in your brain and know that you're going to change the lyrics?
He did tell me that he was going to change that. But I did not tell you. Nor, I don't know why I would.
Okay, well, that makes it less that stupid, makes it less,
so you win. Well, you win with the stupid question. Right. Sorry, Kit.
Yeah. Yeah. Serta's the dumb one.
Oh, God. But the reason I'm guessing he was talking about the Pringles stuff is, I don't know why. I don't know what the hell I'm doing right now. But my eyes hurt. No, let me get to this. I said I hate when you're right. And you slid this in.
And that's
in.
Annoying. It's annoying when people say that.
I do. You slid this in the other day where you said, I'm really, I don't know if you said excited.
Interested.
Or interested to see me fall out of love with Kansas basketball. Mm-hmm. And listen, I've told you and I've been very transparent. The Chiefs and the Royals, I just don't watch and have the same diehard emotion the same way that I had before working in this job. Like, Chiefs losses used to just stick with me for about 3-4 days. Like, I would be really struggling. A playoff loss, good night for, a week, 2 weeks. Royals, well, you know. But Kansas basketball is still like the one that I still have that childhood fandom into it.
Real quick update. Speaking of Kansas basketball, Bill Self on Marcus Garrett says he'll be available Saturday at Texas Tech. Not sure though if he'll play him, but he will be available.
But yesterday the Kansas from the Kansas side, they came out and said that LaMelo Ball, they had not spoken with LaMelo Ball. They haven't been recruiting LaMelo Ball. If you missed it yesterday, LaMelo Ball had come out that USC, he had said USC and Kansas were recruiting him. The first thing when I heard that, I felt like, understanding what Kansas has shown us here recently, I feel like Kansas is lying. That was my first maneuver. And my first thought process is Kansas is lying. They spoke to him. Because that's what they've had a propensity to do here down the stretch. Here
the
lately.
Report from Matt Tate.
Yeah.
Sources within the Kansas basketball program tell me that Kansas is not recruiting LaMelo Ball.
I feel like they're lying. Because that's what Kansas that's what they've been doing here lately. And I hate that. And then as soon as I thought it, I thought to myself, damn it, Vern's right. Like, this might, I hope to God it doesn't happen, but this might. Like, when that starts being my first thought process of, they're lying.
Because most Kansas fans can scroll past. They don't have to dive into the minutia day in and day out like you do. Same thing happened to me in my final year working in Michigan. I almost started to hate the Michigan football program because of the way that I was being treated, the things that I learned about what's going on behind the scenes. Yeah, the more you investigate a college program or a professional team, you're going to start to detest certain lies that they put forth, certain changes as because growing up, you have a certain expectation and a certain belief of what their core values are. And as you start to see year in and year out and watch it closer and closer, you watching it closer than even most diehard Kansas fans, you learn the truth about
Silvio. But I don't want that to go. I don't like that. Is the
all right? Well, let's make a deal then. We don't talk about Kansas.
Well, we can't do that.
Well, then deal with it. You're going to hate Kansas basketball by this time in 2021.
You think to 2021 is when it will completely go away for me?
I mean, we could even say we started in July of 18, July of 2020. You will be no longer this diehard, standing up, pacing, losing your damn mind, cussing at everyone on the screen when you watch Kansas basketball.
What are you talking about?
When we were out at winning streaks.
Yeah, I forgot. You watched a game with me.
Like, everyone, not only did you have, it was just so quick, the jabs that you had for all of them. Yeah, go ahead, take that shot, you stupid.
Yeah, that one, like,
Billy Preston, Silvio D'Souza, Cliff Alexander.
This LeGerald Vick situation.
LeGerald Vick.
Yeah, it's. I feel like my first.
You don't speak for most Kansas fans. I don't believe most Kansas fans are getting as. I wouldn't say you're disgusted, but upset with what you're learning about Bill Self and what you're learning about this Kansas basketball program. Even though I do think that whatever is upsetting you about Kansas basketball is prevalent at all of the other blue blood schools.
Yes.
Like people after they leave Syracuse, they normally can't stand Jim Boeheim. They normally see the ugly underbelly of Syracuse basketball. I don't know why I'm bringing up Jim Boeheim. He's having a tough enough day. But that was just the first team that came to my mind.
From the 913, but should you hate it when you also know the most other programs lie and cheat? As bad as it is, it's not even the cheating and stuff. It is the way they're handling real situations with some of these kids. Like they are, and maybe this is something that when you dig deeper into it, you see more. Like they're just throwing these kids out as a shield right now in front of them, and none of them have any troubles or any concern. Like when my first mindset is they're liars over something over as minimal as LaMelo Ball, I know it's starting to get to me. Like it took a turn when I felt like the handling of Peters with the Chiefs took another turn for me into right. how I look at them. So at like some of the recruiting stuff, that's the game. But the stuff that's going on with Silvio.
So there was never a point of your fandom where you thought Kansas was above board?
No, God, no. Okay. Hell no. I know that's the game. Like, I know Andrew Wiggins didn't just stroll up here. Right. I know that's the game. But they seem to be willing to throw kids right in front of their faces.
Well, it's easy to like K-State basketball. They take on Oklahoma State coming up on Saturday, 2 o'clock. Our coverage right here on 610 Sports Radio. The Bruce Weber Show tonight at 7. That follows Cody Tapp and our Royals insider, Cody Tapp, with Hot Stove tonight at 6 o'clock right here on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
From the 816, let me stop you right there, Ron. You're a liar. As soon as those kids somehow make a magical run in the Sweet 16 this year, you're going to throw everything you said away.
Mm. I agree with that texture. You're not there yet, though.
Yeah, I'm not
there. You don't
there.
hate Kansas.
I hope.
Oh, they'll get you back, of course.
Yeah,
you still love them.
I'm still pacing now. Yeah. I feel it slowly slipping away into how it did with the Chiefs and Riles.
Will you make it to the next presidential election? I say no.
Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
New York Post reporter Paul Schwartz.
Oh, Paul?
Yeah, Big Paul. Tweeted that the star safety, Landon Collins, had not cleaned out his locker, which was earlier reported by Josina Anderson. But then Landon Collins decided to respond to the tweet by saying, "The stuff in that locker that I have left, I do not need."
I love the use of "do not."
Oh, yeah, and I love Schwartzy.
"I do not need those things anymore."
Yeah.
Normally you take the contraction.
Josina going to be hot. Hot. And he made her look bad like that.
Now, she responded to the tweet.
Oh, I know she responded.
What did she say? She wasn't happy. She responded.
Just a bunch of exclamation points.
Yeah, she just wasn't happy.
Eyeball emoji?
Yeah, you don't want to piss off her.
Oh, we all know that,
Ron. We know. You don't want to piss. Damian Woody knows it. We know you don't want to piss off Josina Henderson.
It's a damn shame what she did to Damian Woody.
Damn shame. And his family.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.